You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everyone, to this lovely Friday here for Psychic View. The longest ongoing psychic call-in program live from Las Vegas. Every now and then I have to say that. So, you know, I started the program in 2003, started on a little station called K-News, 970 AM K-News. I had a half-hour broadcast. The funniest story about that was the producer, lovely young man named Ryan, he asked me at the end of the program how many of the callers I had asked to call in, and I said, none. And he said, oh, so you're like that Field of Dreams psychic. If you build it, they will call. And I started laughing. He says, that was very, very risky for you to throw a live call-in program out there with not having any calls set up, which I thought was the biggest compliment someone who had actually had experience in the radio industry could give me. So I hope you're all hunkering down and staying safe and wiping down stuff with antibacterial or vinegar or whatever you need to do to keep your place tidy and clean. And I'm hoping that all of you are staying safe and watching motivational things, because there's nothing worse than watching really depressing things on TV. So I'm a big proponent of watching things like really amazing movies. My favorite movie of all time is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou with George Clooney. First time I saw it, I thought it was a little odd. Second time I saw it, I fell in love with it. And you know, it's based on Homer's Odyssey, and the music in it is just fantastic. So a homework assignment for y'all this weekend might be to watch that movie. A couple other movies that I find incredibly inspiring. One is called Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep. Lovely, lovely movie. The other one I like, which is not a very well-known Angelina Jolie movie, but it's called Life or Something Like It. And again, it's all about getting two priorities about what's most important in your life. So I'm going to go to the calls. There's somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702. I guess they're not paying attention. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up on them. And I'm going to go to area code 805. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Thank you. This is Donna. I'm in California. How are you? I hope you're staying well.
Doing my best.
Good.
So what question can I answer for you today?
Well, I've just been getting little messages in my meditation that is coming soon. And I've been praying for a companion, you know, a male companion to come into my life in more abundance. And I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Well, there is a man that's presenting himself here. He's coming up as a water sign, so Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. What's interesting is that this starts out as someone that has the same interests as you, or someone you've known for a really long time, because it says it's a romance that blooms out of friendship. It's not a romance where, you know, you see the guy from across the room and the trumpets blare and the harps strum and the angels sing, and it's not one of those. It's one of those, wow, what a nice guy, right? And then, oh, wow, I'm thinking about this man a lot. Oh, wow, we have a lot in common, and I really feel like I can let down my guard with this man. That's the man that's coming towards you. The interesting thing is that the power number here is actually the number 5, which means that could be 5 weeks, that could be 5 months, that could be the fifth of the month. but I'm getting that by no later than September is when you meet this man. But the interesting thing is the action card that's coming up in your reading is talking about participating in the things that are going to be more likely for you to put yourself in the path of men. All right? Now, I'm not telling you to take up indoor rock climbing. All right? I'm not telling you to do things that are not enjoyable to you. But what I am asking you to think about is how – okay, I put this out there on Twitter today. Mr. Rogers was asked years and years ago by a little kid, Mr. Rogers, there's so much bad in the world. There's so many bad things that happen. And Mr. Rogers' response was, look for the people that are helping. All right? So what it's saying for you is that this is not about you sitting around and waiting for the UPS guy to deliver your dream boat to you. It's about you participating in something that improves you in some way. And the peripheral benefit of that is you meet this man. So it could be public speaking. It could be that you start honing your own public speaking skills so that someday you can talk about your own personal epiphany of maybe why this particular time in your life ended up being the most important time in your life because it got you to your priorities. Do you see what I mean? The nice thing about taking up something like Toastmasters is that you're engaging with other people that want to improve that particular skill. I have to tell you, I was in Toastmasters over 20 years ago. I had no idea it was going to prepare me to do a radio program at the time. Well, do you see what I mean? So now I can get on the radio. I'm not nervous. I'm actually kind of excited about it. You know, I'm excited about talking to the people on the air with me, and I'm not nervous. It is almost as if the flow of spirit comes through me. And it's because I learned how to not be afraid to communicate. So for you to learn that skill, whether you're accomplished at it or not, there are things you can do within that speaking community that you would have never dreamed of being able to do. So I'm bringing that up to you as a thought because it's saying participating in the thing that actually improves you in some way. The benefit of it is you meet this man. It would be like, let's say you somebody worked in human resources. I'm going to use this as a big example. If someone worked in human resources and she or he happened to be single, one of the best ways to meet people is to learn a new skill. So sometimes I suggest to people to sign up for their local OSHA classes, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which you know that's going to be a very big proponent moving forward, right? Because we're going to have a whole different idea of safety moving forward. But the benefit of it is meeting people that also have to learn the same thing. And usually the folks connected with OSHA, they're more men than women. So I will send those single HR people off to take the OSHA classes so then they can start their own safety committee at work. You see? So it's a peripheral benefit to their job, but it could also be a personal benefit. So I hope that helps for you, Donna. Thank you so much for the call.
Yes, very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate See you later. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right, I've
bye.
Got somebody here from the hold on. My computer is kind of lagging a little bit. I'm going to go to area code 920. Hello, 920. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Penny. I've been trying to get through to you for so long. I'm so glad to talk to you.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Penny.
Penny. Hi, Penny.
Yep. Hello.
What's your question for me?
Very similar to your last one, wondering what you see for me as far as relationships.
So here's the thing. Okay, well, I want to point out something just because you asked me that particular question. And I have no problem with whatever question you ask, and I'm going to address your question in a second. But I just want you all to recognize that people are not asking me about COVID-19. They're asking me about how their future is moving forward and the things they want to draw into their life. That means if you look at the vibration of things that are happening, is people are very hopeful that we're going to get on the other side of this. So I just wanted to point that out because if you listen to my last four radio programs, nobody's asking about this. They're not asking about the virus. They're asking about their future. So I just wanted to point that out because I must have some incredibly intelligent, spiritually aligned people calling my program. All right, Penny, let's see what the cards say for you.
All
okay,
right.
So there's old hurt here connected with your relationship, okay? Past relationships have caused you a lot of pain, and there's a dual-edged sword here connected with you. The first one is pain. The second one is a feeling of being trapped, which is a weird combination for me to actually say to you, all right? So I want you to start describing in your mind a different way of attracting to you the kind of relationship you want, all right? I want you to use the words, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want you to use the words, I'm seeking my companion of choice.
I
don't want it to be, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. I don't want it to be those words because in your mind, those are trapping words, okay? Because they go along with old rules of what it's supposed to be, and I'm using supposed to be in quotes, right, in a relationship. So when you shift it to something more open-ended, more lovely, more opportunity of the words companion of choice, by the way, I've been using those words ever since I've been on the air because it's a much better way of describing the kind of person you want to draw to you. So all I'm trying to tell you here is that you're seeking your companion of choice. But the very first homework assignment that I would assign to you, Penny, is to sit down and write down why relationships didn't work before or how someone in particular hurt you or left you, because that's your biggest hurdle to getting to the happiest card in the whole deck, which you actually have. So I want you to look up in traditional tarot a card called the Sun. That is the actual big power card connected to your question. But there's old residual stuff that need to be let go of with you. And it's two things, old pain or a feeling old pain and the idea of being trapped in a relationship. So instead of concentrating on marriage, all right, I want you to concentrate on companion of choice that's very open-ended, all right? There may not be a ring and a date with you, but there might be a ring. Do you see what I mean? It is it's not about the goal of being married. It's about aligning with your companion of choice. I got to also say this to you because people listening benefit from the people's questions that call in. And I want to describe this to you. A real love relationship, a real healthy love relationship is like two train tracks moving in the same direction, all right? There's the ties that separate them. So the ones behind them are their past experiences. The ones ahead of them are their future goals and experiences. But without those ties, there would not be a certain amount of space between the rails. So it's two individually strong rails moving in the same direction with a certain amount of space between them. You have to keep the space or the train can't go, right? And the train is actually love. So the foundation of two strong rails moving in the same direction with a certain amount of space between them allow the train to move forward. Okay? That's how you have to look at the person that you want to draw to you. Are they as strong as you are? We're not looking for the potential of somebody. We're looking for who they really are, because it's the potential of someone that's tripped you up in the past.
Yep.
So now, now what it's saying is that now I'm going to give you timing. So once you tackle those things about feeling that a relationship might trap you in some way, or there's been old pain because you've done all this work in relationships and the other person doesn't seem to appreciate it, which is totally true. It means that you've been choosing the wrong people, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're going to choose the person that already has a job. You're going to choose the person that doesn't have a wacky ex floating around. You may even choose the person that doesn't have children, and all of that's okay. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You may choose the person that is the dog lover or the cat lover or both. But you're going to choose someone that already aligns with the things that you want in a relationship. All right, Penny, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. Right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
This is Terry. Hey, how are you, Mona?
Hi, Terry. What's your question for me?
Okay. So just wanted to see, I was looking to get not a new car, but a used car, hopefully between June and September, and I just wanted to see if you see me getting something used.
So, okay, you realize that your timing to get a car around August or September is perfect, right?
Oh, okay.
All right, and you got a lot of noise in the background. Can
I'm
you,
sorry,
can
I was
you
in
immediately
a restaurant.
Walk
yeah,
to
I'm
another
away.
Quiet place?
Yeah, I'm away from the music, yes.
Okay, much better. Okay, so what it's saying is that there's an amazing deal that comes to you in the next 3 to 4 months, and your timing to buy a vehicle couldn't be any more perfect because nobody's buying anything big right now. So you know that the dealerships are going to throw deals out there. The one of the things I'd like you to do, and I know this sounds like the weirdest thing I could say to you, is I would like you to see if you have any friends that happen to be an auto mechanic.
I do.
Okay, so what you're going to do is when you find the really great deal on a relatively new pre-owned vehicle, you're going to bring that dude with you, or that gal. She happens to be someone that's savvy with that. But what it's saying here is that I'm looking at July and August for you to find the deal. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the more you decide what it is you want, the more it's drawn to you. So do you know what vehicle you want to buy?
I want something used. I don't want anything brand new. I just
okay,
want something
what brand?
Used. Something, yeah. What brand? Maybe a Honda.
Okay, so let's go to the vehicles that seem to last a really long time. Hondas are right there at the top of the list, as are Toyota and Nissan. So here's the thing. When I wanted to get a new vehicle, the car I was going to get was a Kia Soul, right? So, but I ended up not getting it, even though I still think they're wonderful, delightful cars. What I want you to do is choose the brand you want. So let's say it's a Honda Civic. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I want you to start keeping track of all the Honda Civics you see when you're driving around or when you're walking around or whatever, okay? So you're going to start keeping a running list of how many Honda Civics you see, all right? Now, you can refine that even further. So let's say the Honda Civic you want is going to be blue, right? I want a blue Honda Civic. You start keeping track on a little checklist in your car and in a little notepad in your purse, and you start counting them. Because the more aware you are of what you want, the more it's drawn to you. So what I keep getting for you is I do see that that's coming your way. But I'm going to have to let you go because the noise in your background is starting to drive me a little nuts. So,
okay, I see. Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call.
That sounds good. All right, so I'm going to be looking out.
Yeah.
Thank you, and I'm taking the advice.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hello. Are you?
Hi. Who is this?
I'm Sharon calling from Ohio.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Well, I was in a car accident this morning. It was my fault. No one got hurt. It was a fender bender.
Oh, crap.
How much trouble am I in? What's it going to cost me? I've never had a ticket got in 30 years.
Okay. So it's saying here, stay very disciplined and allow your insurance company to do most of the work for you. All right. Now, here's the thing. Do you get on the other side of it? Yes. Are you going to be incredibly more aware? Yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. Did you actually hit a man?
Yeah, it was a man, and it was so funny. I was going to the grocery store, and I hit him, but he took off, and I couldn't see him. So I went into the grocery store. I was so neurotic. I didn't shop. I turned around to go back in to see if I could find him. Did not find him. I went home. It was like a block away. I was so nervous even then. I didn't even go in my house. I turned around, went back to the scene. That's when the police were there. So that's why I was like, I didn't want him to think I didn't leave it on purpose. I was so neurotic.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, back up. You hit him and then he took off?
I hit him and then he kept driving. He didn't stay there, so I couldn't find him, if that makes sense. Yes.
Okay, so when you went back, did you say exactly that?
To the police, I sure did.
Okay, I don't think anything's going to happen to you. I actually think that other person might have not been insured.
That's a good point. I never thought of that.
Because
okay.
Why would they? I'm just, here's the thing. The way your cards are coming up is that you went, he took off, and then you came back to the scene and said, you know, I came back to the scene because the guy took off. I was trying to find him.
I was so neurotic. Yes, I know. I was.
Okay.
I went back.
And
I felt so guilty.
And so here's
yes.
the thing. I don't think that this guy has let his insurance lapse, right? The other
okay.
thing that could have happened is he could have come back to the scene with somebody else driving. So what did the police say when you said that?
Nothing. He wrote me up. He said, all you got to do is here's your ticket. You got to call this place and go to court. I got to go on the 8th and then they'll figure it out. So I'm going to call and see. I don't even know
okay.
what the cost is.
Here's what you do. You immediately today, as soon as we hang up, call your insurance company and tell them what happened.
Okay.
Okay. You call them and you say, it was a fender bender. I hit this guy. I stopped. He took off. And then I followed him to try and find him, and I couldn't. So I went to the grocery store, and then I got so upset about it, I went back to the scene to see if he came back to the scene, and he did, and the police were there, and I told them that I was looking for him and couldn't find him. See, all of that's true. All you're doing is explaining what happened, but it's usually the first person that steps up to explain that gets more attention. Okay, so here's the thing: the police, whatever they said in the report, you also know that they're going to have the cameras there to see what happened. So they're going to see that the person took off.
Okay.
All right. So here's the thing: you do get on the other side of it, but boy, are you going to be way more careful moving forward.
Just
saying.
Oh my God! Don't you think I know that? Oh, yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. Let me know what happens, okay? All right, see ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.